Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling or asking for a donation, sir. To start, I would like to ask you, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
This is for the international.
Yes.
Oh, 2000. I got what? 19 years as a bricklayer and 2 years as a laborer in the industry.
Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
The one I'm on right now, I'm a foreman.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade right now? You say yes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, I don't, only because I was waiting on one company and I didn't make phone calls.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Actually, yes.
Okay, thank you. And why did you consider dropping your union membership in your own words?
Because if I can't find work, I'll become a boilermaker and I will work.
Thank you so
much. I'm a welder, too. I will.
Oh, I understand.
I weld. I do brick, block, gunite, refractory. And if I can't find work, then I'll go elsewhere.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
In my community? There's mm-hmm. not really, I don't know, because I live in North Carolina.
Understand. And did you get...
I live in the mountains, and Charlotte's the closest major city to me, so I don't know how much work there is in Charlotte.
Thank you so much. And did you get the sense that there are fewer union projects or about the same number or more in the last year?
Union
construction
projects?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say it's about the same.
Thank you, sir. And just a note, did you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Based on the job I'm on right now, no. No, we have a lot of travelers right now.
Thank you.
Because we can't get the local guys because there's a lot of work up around the Philadelphia area.
I understand. And thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A steward? Yes.
Thank you. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, private, or through the federal government?
It was to the refineries, so I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I don't know.
Okay. Looking at your family's economic situation, sir, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
God, I hope it gets better.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
I don't think there's real safety concerns. The safety people are really good on the jobs that I've been on.
Thank you. And have you attended the union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Please tell me if you have participated in picketing in the last 12 months.
No.
A union organizing?
Nope.
And a political canvassing?
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Never, thank you.
As a matter of fact, in all my years of doing this, I think I've only seen one BA on a job. One.
Understand. Thank you. Please, sir, rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news to the one you are least likely to get your news. The options are cable news, local TV, newspaper, internet, radio, or friends and neighbors. Which will be the first one in your list?
Probably the internet.
Thank you. And which will be the second one?
None. I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV. Okay. And what about the news?
I got the noise game on now, but
what about the newspaper or radio?
Nope. Whatever they play on the radio, I hear that, but I don't get the newspaper.
Okay. Friends and neighbors are an option for you to get news?
Not really.
Okay, sir. Well,
I try not to get into politics too much.
Understand. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
What's a concern for me?
Yeah, which the issue that matter most in your opinion?
I don't know, because there's a few that I don't like. I'd have to say the education department.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you, sir. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I don't think it's actually the federal officials that have the issue or mm-hmm. that should enforce it. I think it's more the contractors that need to enforce it.
Okay. So would you say probably somewhat important or not so important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have no idea.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
Well, I'm going to stick up for my brothers and say the United Auto Workers.
Thank you, sir.
We already bowed out the damn motor vehicle companies before.
Understand. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall?
I have to say I disapprove.
And would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And what about the job he has done with the foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration?
Very strongly disapprove.
And what about support for labor unions?
No, I disapprove with him on that one, too, because I think it's just a show.
Okay, and what about the economy?
Well, that's in a toilet, so I disapprove what he's done with that, too.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
I'm going to disapprove with that one, too.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November elections for president and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are...
No, I'll vote.
Okay.
No, I'll vote. As long as I'm home, I'll vote.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
On what?
On your overall effectiveness for your local union, how would you rate it?
Right now, they're not sitting very high on my list. My BA never contacts me, even when I reach out to him, and they're on the other side of my political views.
Okay, so would you say
definitely don't I don't appreciate them telling me who to vote for. How's that?
I understand. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know because I haven't really reached out to them, so I haven't had to deal with the international.
Thank you, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your own words?
How would they? You know what? I don't know because I really don't think about it.
Don't worry. Thank you so much. And what should be the most important issue that the union should be working on?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know because I don't. I really don't deal with the union that much.
Okay. Thank you so much. We were recording that. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say text messages, job site, union meetings, email, or mail?
Right now it's job site and emails.
Thank you, sir. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say never, once a year, a couple of times a year? Four or more times a year?
I think, what do I get? Actually, I just got some emails about the apprenticeship school for welding classes and some other things. So they reach out regularly. So I'd say four more times a year through emails.
Thank you so much, sir. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Only we're almost done with the survey, but thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Would you say independent or other?
I'm not sure what an independent is, so I believe that the government shouldn't be in everybody's household as much as they are. I think they have too much reach. So I think they should just let people live their lives, go to work, and enjoy life while they have it on this earth.
Understand. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party? Or neither?
Closer to, well, I'm not really, I don't, it's hard to say because I like some of the views that the Democrats come up with and some of the policies, but I like some of the views and policies that the Republicans come up with.
Understand. Thank you so much. And just make sure we have a representative sample. What is your race, sir?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And finally, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can you have just your first name?
Anthony.
Thank you so much, sir. We already conclude the survey, and thank you so much for your kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye.
Bye.